In Washington, D.C. today, a three-judge panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals heard arguments in the case of a pair of high-profile journalists facing jail time. Matthew Cooper of Time magazine and New York Times reporter Judith Miller have been held in contempt of court for refusing to reveal their sources. NPR's David Folkenflik was at the courthouse, and he joins us. And David, this all has to do with the leak of the name of a CIA operative, Valerie Plame. Remind us, please, of what Judith Miller and Matthew Cooper have to do with that.
Well, they spoke with people in the administration at the time of the leak. In fact, they weren't involved in leaking the name. That was done by conservative columnist Robert Novak. But the special prosecutor set up to investigate what is, in fact, a federal crime, that is the government official's leaking of an undercover CIA agent, says he absolutely needs them to tell who spoke to them about it.
And walk us through how their defense presented the case today in court.
Floyd Abrams, the noted First Amendment lawyer, said on two grounds that this federal appellate court should void what was a contempt of court finding against them. He said first that the First Amendment principles say that reporters should have the liberty to do their jobs, and often in reporting on government that involves relying on unnamed sources and the ability to protect those sources. Second, there's been the evolution in recent years of a lot of state and local jurisdictions protecting reporters, giving them either shield laws, protecting them from having disclosed confidential sources, or other kinds of protections, and that in that environment there seems to be sort of a common assent nationally that reporters should have protections.
How did the judges on the Court of Appeals receive these arguments today from the defense?
It seemed like pretty rough sledding. There were pointed questions about why this was any different than a 32-year-old Supreme Court case, which found that a reporter in Kentucky had to divulge the name of a person that had seen manufacturing illegal drugs. And they said, why is this any different? And it was something on which Abrams really seemed to stumble, seemed to fail to satisfy the judges.
So the argument there would be that state shield laws that may protect on the state level don't protect on the federal level?
That's right. And in fact, that there was a real argument by Judge David Tittle that suggesting to Abrams that he was asking them to make new law here.
David, what happens now? There was no ruling today. Where does this go from here?
Well, they await the ruling of the three-judge panel. Miller and Cooper could face up to 18 months in prison. In the meantime, they have to consider if they lose whether to appeal it to the larger appeals court or they could appeal it all the way to the Supreme Court. The risk they take there is if they do that and lose, they could well set a national precedent that under federal law, reporters do not have the right to withhold the identities of confidential sources.
David, thanks very much.
Thank you.
David Folkenflik is NPR's media correspondent.